This is KLJR News Director Joshua Dixon, and I'm here in the studio with Larry Aronson of Redwood Falls, who is running for Council Member at Large for the Redwood Falls City Council in the upcoming election. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon.
Hi. And so I was wondering, it says you're running for Council Member at Large. What does at large mean exactly?
Well, in Redwood, they have three wards that people elect council member from, and then they have a couple others that are just voted on from the at-large population. The whole
so anyone can vote.
Anyone
for this
can
one.
Vote okay. for this position.
Okay,
and so it allows it to be a board of a council of five that way.
Okay, and that way you can represent. So in a sense, your constituents or everybody in the
correct
in the town. Okay, and what is your history in the area? How long have you been in Redwood?
Yeah, my family and I moved to Redwood Falls in the spring of 1994, and we purchased the house we currently live in. And Pam and I have been married for 32 years, have three grown sons that graduated from Redwood Valley High School. And I work at Co-op Country Farmers Elevator. I now work the past 5 years as a safety and compliance manager. The previous 17 years, I was an agronomy salesman covering an area roughly from Redwood Falls to Wilmer, selling the products that are important for farmers to grow their crops. My wife, Pam, teaches preschool at the Redwood Valley area schools and does private piano lessons in our home. And we are members of the Redwood Alliance Church. And I serve in the on the board as an elder. And also, I was a Redwood Falls Library on the Redwood Falls Library Board, serving in various leadership roles with that. And I'm also on the board of the Ag Cooperative Safety Directors of Minnesota.
Okay, and why did you decide to run for office on the city council in Redwood Falls?
Well, Redwood Falls has been and continues to be a great place to raise a family. The greatest asset we have in this city is our people, who are hardworking, friendly, and willing to roll up their sleeves to help their neighbors and make someone feel welcomed. With the resources we have in Redwood Falls, such as our hospital, our school system, library, community center, wonderful parks, variety of churches, local shopping, we can fill anyone's wish list of potential places to live if we have the jobs and housing that are available.
Okay, what do you think are some of the main issues that the city council needs to be addressing?
Some of the questions, that maybe the people of Redwood Falls ask is, do we have jobs to be able to meet the need for people to move in this area? And, we need high-level skilled workers that can either be in manufacturing or some other skills. And, we need to provide amenities for those people moving here, whether it's housing or whether it's the jobs themselves. But, we have Redwood area graduates that have moved back into our community. That's very encouraging to see. But we need to get the word out that this is a great place to live. And we just have a desire to bring that kind of stability to, the Redwood Falls economy.
Okay, so jobs is what would be one of your main concerns?
Yeah. Jobs, definitely bringing the jobs to the community so that we attract the people to the community to live here and be a part of our community. The second, I think, something that we really have to look at is to have the housing here available to attract the people to our area. If a new industry moves into our area and all the workers end up commuting here outside of our area, it really doesn't necessarily help our tax base or economy.
It sort of defeats half the purpose of having the jobs here.
Yeah. And so we need to constantly look at how can we develop housing in our area. How, I think we as a city council need to be proactive and constantly looking at how can new housing be built, whether that's the financing part for a builder coming in, or the people coming in have the financing to buy the house or the condo or the apartment. And so we really feel like those kind of things are important to really make sure we have the people and the housing together that make the economy grow that way.
Okay, and then doing collaborations like with Redwood Industries or with the county, and
we have great resources already in place, and just to really make sure they are communicating with the outside people and that we are communicating with them as a council, I think that is hugely important for us.
Right, just trying to be sort of the person who facilitates communication.
Right. Right, and being, you know, kind of the in-between person who kind of understands what's out there, what's available to the economy and to the people of Redwood Falls, and then to make sure that we have that kind of communication continuing, you know, really on an ongoing basis.
Okay, very good. That is Larry Aronson of Redwood Falls running for council member at large in the next elections. Thank you.
Thank you.